You wouldn't say she feels easy about him. You'd say she feels
nervous. I don't know.
Well, so another the negative. Let's say you're easy. She doesn't feel easy about him. She feels
hard or complicated.
Okay. Just work that word easy in here somehow. If you put a
uneasy.
Sure. Okay. What about this word? Say if a child doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, he might say, "Well, I'm of the dark."
Afraid or scared.
Okay. Or this expression, you might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she
might be afraid later.
Okay, or talking about the past. She's not afraid now, but she
was.
Or
used to be afraid.
Okay. What about the opposite of that used to be? You might say, well, that's funny. Talking about her being afraid. I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
was afraid before or never used to be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you say about a man who left a lot of money out in plain sight, left his doors unlocked? You say he sure is mighty
loose with his money?
Or he's not careful. Something with the word care in it. He's mighty
careless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. About this situation, say if I'm talking about a relative of mine, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with her. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of
understand really what you're forgetful or something. I mean,
weird, odd, peculiar, strange, something like that.
Different, kind of distant probably.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever use the word queer like that? She acts kind of queer, meaning she acts strange.
Probably. Yeah, I've heard it used, but a lot of people think it's different now, you know.
If somebody used that word like that, what would you think about? What would come to mind?
I don't know. I would probably think she might be either gay or she's just peculiar.
Yeah, the word we're talking about.
Queer.
Yeah, okay. What about a man who makes up his mind about something and just refuses to change it, whether he's right or wrong? You'd say he's mighty
set in his ways or something.
Okay. Or what about a person who is, you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You'd say, he sure is awfully
touchy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or somebody who's like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
mad or angry or something.
Okay. If a person is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, I'm just
simmer down or calm down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or at the end of the day, say if you've been working real hard, you might say, well, at the end of the day, you might say, I sure am
tired.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Worn out.
Okay, fine. What about a person you hear is in the hospital? You might say, well, that's funny. He was looking all right the other day. When was it?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or talking about somebody who got very hot and then came into an air-conditioned room and his eyes and nose started watering. You might say, well, it looks like he a cold.
Took a cold?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it affects his voice so that he talks like that, you'd say he's a little
hoarse.
And if he does that, he's got a
cough.
Okay. Might say toward the end of the day, well, you're kind of sleepy.